There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.
Bunch of these zombies are just
meandering. Hey, is that in my range?
Yeah, but there's an Ordok between you and the zombie.
Yeah, but doesn't that just give it cover or something?
I don't know, duck.
Yeah, go for it.
Cool. Cool. That's not what I expected.
What, the hit?
That's 11 to hit and 12 damage for the first attack, and 23 to hit with 7 damage for the next attack.
Nice. So yeah, you're whacking the whack, 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 whack. And zombie's still standing.
What a dick. Just pat Ordok on the shoulder. Your turn.
I don't think it is yet, but thanks, though.
Ordok!
Oh, good call.
Thank you.
Okay, I am just going to walk up. We're going to do just a... I'm not burning anything yet, so just normal attack.
Okay.
Approach and attack. Actually, as my bonus action, I'm going to use my Vow of Enmity and just walk up and say, poor soul, I'm sorry that this is what you've become. I will end this quickly. And so I can take advantage.
Hell yeah.
6 whole damage.
Starting strong.
That's the first attack. And then, so I'm just going to, like, as I'm walking up, I say my vow, and then I just, like, blunt end of the hammer, hit it in the chest, and then whip around and for another attack. Oh.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Oh!
Natural 20.
Also, my advantage is off, so, you know.
Damn, getting all those 20s out early.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, these are just zombies.
19 total damage.
Yep. It's a dead zombie right there.
As Ordok bashes in the zombie's head, I'm going to turn to Ghost and go, these are just, like, sick people, right?
I'm not sure, but I'm not going to be the one to tell him.
Zombie in range.
Ooh.
He's going to attack Talmor.
That guy's sprinting.
Hey, bitch.
It's a rage zombies.
Man. Oh, yeah, no, he just comes.
Damn, up. Son.
He's coming for you.
Yeah.
Hey.
Fist, and he's gonna start pounding on you.
Is he?
5 damage.
Ah, is that after my resistance? Oh, I guess I haven't went to rage yet.
That's
never mind.
Full 5 damage.
No, yeah, I was gonna say you have no resistance.
Oh no,
Jensen.
I'm just gonna like, oh, let me squeeze on by you there. Get by tower, get up on this zombie, and I'm gonna, you know, probably just kill it, you know, on the first swing or something.
That would be sweet.
Roll a 1, you pompous brick.
Oh, no, natural 20.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You have a crit. You have a crit.
Maximum damage and roll the damage dice again.
Okay.
Ouch.
So.
Fuck, you might actually.
So 12 damage would have been the max.
The maximum.
That.
And then, yep, roll the damage dice again.
Do I get to roll 2 again? Or just 1 again?
Damage, yeah, go ahead and roll the 2 again.
So 11 to the 12, so 23.
Wow.
Did you just kill him in one hit?
Wow, very, very well done.
Close.
No.
No, but I have a second swing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, go, by all means.
This one will be the natural one to even out all that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Nope.
No, it was a 14.
Nope, that's going to hit.
Hey. 11 damage.
Another one bites the dust.
Yeah, that was perfect.
I like to think that I just ran up to it and just stabbed it like right in the eye hole, pulled out, and then just stabbed in the other one.
good killing, yeah. Friend.
Like, who are you?
Run away, citizens.
Talmor.
I'm gonna run up to the pack.
Shit. Uh-huh.
I'm gonna rage!
Having flashbacks of season 1.
And then also attack recklessly for advantage, obviously.
Oh, God.
Of course.
And
can you crit?
Whop, whop. that's just a hit.
Good thing you dropped that one.
Dropped that one. Max damage, 15 on a wounded. Okay. I'm also gonna, for my second attack, hit the same guy. 23 to hit with a 12 damage. Swap, swap.
And he's still standing.
Hey, not cool.
Anything else?
Nope. That's me. Do it. I'm right here. Kill me. Oh, damn.
Dirty 20.
Did he succeed at pack tactics?
No, but they should. I'm going to add that next time we fight.
Pack tactics is good.
Is this on two? Oh, wait. You attack.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Well, yeah. So they do. All of the zombies do have advantage on me, but.
I just saw the two shadow dice roll. I'm like, are these fucking pack tactics zombies? Because that's terrifying.
No, I just. Everybody has.
Damn it. I could do that for next time. I mean.
I did only take one damage because, you know, resistance to everything. But
yeah.
Yeah. But fuck luck. Pile upon you.
Man, I miss fighting with Talmor. So good. Hey, guys.
Oh, he missed.
Talmor just...
Yeah, this other zombie just ran through the trees, jumped, and totally missed Talmor.
Oh, the jumping zombie?
Just back up into the pond and see if they're afraid of water.
There you go.
I do have an 18 to my AC, guys, with that cloak, so.
I have regrets.
I'm a little tanky.
Should we go help him?
He's fine.
I've been in a coma for a month. Can you guys just let me have my moment and kill something? I haven't felt the sweet taste of blood on my skin. I need it.
Don't taste that blood.
So, or like as you say that, like he'll be fine. A zombie jumps out of the trees and attacks you.
Rah!
Oh, and misses.
What the hell?
Yeah, a zombie attempts to.
Gotcha. I think it just jumped out of the tree and just bam, hit the ground.
I'll walk forward a little bit.
Reflexes are a little off.
I'm going to use my bonus action to shrink my staff back to like a 6-foot length, a normal length, so it's not awkward in combat. That's a 26 to hit.
Damn. Oh,
you got to get all these good rolls out of the way. This is perfect. I mean,
for 9 damage. And then my second
Excellent.
Is 16 to hit. For
reason I'm not spending any key points.
7 damage.
Excellent.
Just a couple of swings. Pop, pop. Once on the ground.
Zombie number 10.
10 zombies.
Yep. This horde around. Oh, I can actually use the word horde.
Yeah.
This horde around Talmor is just going to town. Yeah, that's going to hit. They're all just slamming their fists into him.
See, this is where I'd want to be a wizard. It's like, Talmor has resistance to basically everything, and a fireball is looking real fucking juicy right now.
Let's build a bomb.
Oh.
Let's build a bomb. Anybody got orange crystals? I got two big-ass blue ones.
Talmor is the bomb now.
Just rip your...
Kamikaze.
Rip your arms out.
So, from the entrance of the temple, a priest is going to walk out.
Is it Honenheim?
It is not Honenheim. Leave now.
What?
he wants us to leave. Should we go?
Yeah.
Is that an option right now?
I mean, I think
he points his finger at Talmor.
The fuck he does?
He does. As a blast of green energy kind of just smacks Talmor right in the chest.
Hey guys, we're not leaving. I'm gonna kill that dude.
I'm also gonna call out, look what you've done to these people. You have failed the city.
Talmor, con saving throw, please.
Oh, con saving throw. Whop up.
Oh, thank God.
It's a 20 plus 1 because I have the cloak. So 21.
Damn it. So you're staying upright.
Oh, wait, was that my pass out? My narcolepsy?
Maybe.
Hey, guys, I'm going to do something real stupid, all right?
Cool. Yeah, it wouldn't be Talmor if you didn't.
Yeah, I know.
Ordok, you're up.
I'm just going to turn to the zombie who attempted to attack and again use my vow and just say, I'm sorry for your pain. I will make it end. And hit him a couple times. With my big old hammer.
Is it over yet? Are you still in pain?
Yeah.
Whoops.
All right. How about now?
Be healed.
I mean, I've seen the Red Death. I know what that shit's like.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, shit. It's another freaking crit.
What the hell?
You know, we got a good system going on here. I'm just going to walk up with Ordok. I'll soften him up. You kill him. It's great.
19 points of damage on my crit.
Yeah. This one's down.
I will use my action to walk into the fray with Talamor.
Oh, you're getting right up in there.
You can have my spot here in a second.
Are you raging at
me? I was hoping you were going to say that.
And this is when Orduk dies.
Oh, jeez.
Checkmate.
Yeah, that's fine.
This zombie comes up and fills the gap.
That's all right. I'll just go through them.
Oh, damn.
That's a pretty good roll. Sucks that you missed.
You bastard with the 17 because of your stupid raging. I have not missed Talmor. Jensen, you're up.
I have not missed Talmor, but the zombies have.
Ha!
So.
Okay. If I dash, I can get to that priest and kill him.
That's what I was thinking, too.
But I'll take an opportunity attack.
Oh, that's what I was going to do that as well.
Don't worry, guys. I got these zombies.
Actually, there's like a, it's like a balcony over the, like, stoned area there, right? It's kind of cut in half.
Oh, that's...
Like, where the priest is, he's on the stairs, but then if you walk out, it's got a stone path going around it. Is there, like, a roof over that?
No. Actually, yes. Yes, there is.
Is the area under there, on any part of it, considered dim light?
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
Teleport. Wop, wop.
Okay, I can move to here, then teleport to here, assuming that's considered dim light.
Yeah, I'll say because it's behind that column, yeah.
And then I'm going to rush around this corner and stab this priest when he least expected it.
Ah, fuck my
when
eye.
When he least expected it.
Does a 22 hit him?
Yeah. Yes.
7 damage on the first swing. Nice. Just stab him under the rib. 13 on the second. That's a miss. And that's it, because he's my bonus action teleport.
Fantastic. Talmor.
Before we move on, John, he just came out of this doorway. Is the door open? Can I see inside it? Or do you want me to like roll for that or wait in my next turn?
Let's wait for your next turn.
Okay. Because I would probably be focused on stabbing him in the ribs.
Yeah. I promise nothing will come out of the darkness and attack you yet.
I have a question, John.
I might have an answer.
Seeing that Jensen just did that, I'm not going to do my original plan. It might be a little harder. Can I throw my axe?
Yes.
Would I just roll an attack? Basically, because what I want to do is launch my axe at this priest and attack him from this far away.
Yeah, we'll let it be a ranged attack.
Okay.
But because of everything around you, that will be at disadvantage.
Okay, so just regular roll because attack recklessly. Oh! That's unfortunate. That's a natural one.
Right. Nothing bad. So it's like maybe 20 feet away from you.
Okay.
You're getting used to these new arms.
As a bonus action, I'm going to recall my weapon, resummon it into my hands.
So here's the thing. You resummon it, yes. It drops to your feet. It does not pop into your hands.
Ah, it's bullshit.
Damn.
That sucks.
Punch that zombie. Punch it.
Well, the thing is,
the power of punch.
I really want to hit that priest. That's unfortunate.
I got the priest.
I know.
It's not even a good priest.
I'll pick up my axe for my other action and stand there looking real dumb doing literally nothing this round.
I think you should punch that hurt zombie.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
You got a lot of strength. It'll do okay amount of damage. You're a big strong boy.
17? That hit?
Yeah, that's...
All right. And then,
yeah.
What's the damage on an arm strike? My strength.
It'll
plus...
just be your strength modifier. There's no roll.
Mm-hmm.
Plus one.
What? Your strength's only one?
Because my arms.
His arms.
Yeah, my arms get a plus one, remember? So seven damage on the guy directly in front of me.
The injured one? Okay.
Yeah.
That's
a hilarious mental image.
Yep. That's like you punch it right in the. And that face just collapses.
I get
hell yeah.
I go to throw my axe, it fails. Fuck! Ah! Punch right in the face.
Anything else, Talmor?
Can I pick up my axe? I guess no. Oh, wait, no. Mechanically, I can't.
No.
So, no.
What else can you use your bonus action for next turn?
Zombie number 4 is going to attack Talmor. Oh, yes. That will hit. He's just pounding into you. Partially resisted because you're stupid raging. Oh, this lone zombie all over. Oh.
I like to think about how these are just sick people. You say they're pounding, but I'm just imagining them, like, walking up and slapping him on the chest. Like, ugh. I got sinuses, just, like, snot coming out of their nose. That's blood, I guess.
Ugh, I feel so bad. You got some ibuprofen.
Sick guy number 1 comes up to Jensen to caress him, and he misses.
Gross.
Good news. Picking up an axe is just a bonus action.
There you go.
Solid.
Number 8. Oh, what is this zombie going to do? He's,
kill me. I'm right here.
Poor doc. Oh, it's kind of, yeah, these guys, I mean, they're not well. They're pretty sick. They're coughing a bit. It's like blood's kind of coming out of their mouths.
Gross.
It's just missing here. I know, it kind of really is. Zombie number 2 is going to come up and fill the gap from his dead ally.
No respect.
And attack Talmor.
Do it.
And it's going to miss.
Bro.
Son of a.
Hit me. Hit me.
They're trying. They're
trying our best.
Goshen.
I can't teleport. I'm not that cool. Can I, however, use one of my key points to dash and use Ordok as a springboard to jump over people so I can go in a straight line? Is that a thing I could try?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to need an acrobatics check.
Cool.
Or athletics.
So we've actually done this before, if you guys remember, speaking of season 1, all the way back when we were fighting the Drake in Westspring.
I do.
He did the exact same thing off of Ordok.
That's what gave me the inspiration when we were talking about season 1 earlier. That's a 25 on the acrobatics roll.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Alley-oop.
Hello. I'm going to hit it with a staff. Just barely with a 10.
Jeez.
For 12 damage.
Oh, holy crap.
And then a natural 20.
Yeah, your staff is bludgeoning.
Yeah.
Triple the damage.
Damn!
Okay, so that's 16 damage.
You want to just say this guy dead?
Sure, yeah, that'll work. Still flying from jumping off Ordok and just bring the staff down on his skull.
Because that would be like 58 that's or something like that.
A lot of, yeah.
You split him in half.
With a blunt item.
It just went through him.
All right. Anything else, Goshen?
I have one more square of movement, so I'm just going to... Eh, there we go. Hi.
All right. Zombie 10.
Down one key point.
He is going to go after Talmor. And yes, that's going to hit. This is lovely. Fine. Lovely. Oh, shut up.
For a whole 2 damage.
Just pinching you.
Priest number... This priest...
What was that about you were about to say there, John? Priest number what? Out of what?
This week's episode is brought to you in part by Easy Roller Dice. They are a customer-focused tabletop gaming company specializing in products for gamers, educators, and all other professions. They have a full collection of beautifully crafted dice, as well as a whole inventory of other great gaming materials to suit your every gaming need. Go on over to their website and check out their full list of amazing products. And while you're over there, add something to your cart because our listeners are now receiving an enormous 25% off discount when you enter the code DOD25. That's DOD25 at checkout. So as always, we want to say thanks a bunch to Easy Roller and thank you all for listening.
To the people of Agmonesta, hear me. I have been advised by the Holy Order of Thaum that new adventuring gear is available to all who may be in need. Wormwood Gaming, founded by a small troop of artisans, has released a series of gaming towers, trays, vaults, and other accessories to ensure that your roles stay true and any equipment secure from Fae or any other dark influences that stalk the night. If you decide to take up the cause, use the code DOERDICE at checkout to gain free shipping anywhere within the United States.
Hey guys, it's John. your friendly neighborhood dungeon master. I just want to take a moment real quick and talk to you guys about Fantasy Grounds. They are a fantastic program you can use on your computer to game with those friends you have that might not be as close as you prefer. If you and your friends can't sit around a table together, Fantasy Grounds is by far the best alternative to it. The day a module for Dungeons & Dragons drops in your friendly local gaming store, it drops on Fantasy Grounds. And the ease to add your own content is a breeze. Thanks for listening, guys. Now back to the show.
This priest, he's just going to touch, reach out and touch Faith. Yeah, he's going to reach out and touch probably Goshen.
Your faith is dead.
Reach out and touch me.
As he kind of touches you, it could be like a bright green light. And that's going to hurt pretty bad.
Ah, frick.
Like a lot of bad.
Ow.
Jesus. That's a big hit.
Yes, it is. I don't want him to do that again.
Hey, guys, kill that priest.
Yeah, working on it. Ow.
And then he's going to kind of look over at Jensen. Oh, you succeeded the constitution saving throw.
I'm very hardy. I drink a lot.
Dang it. Okay, so that didn't work. Still, he did some damage.
Yeah, he did. That hurt.
Ordok.
I am going to go ahead and attack this guy directly in front of me next to Talmor.
Uh-huh.
I might start smiting, because we got to get through these guys quickly. So I'm just going to do a regular attack. Plus 8, so that is, what, 14?
Yeah, that would have hit.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
Will, okay. 12 damage, and I'm going to take my second attack. Oh, that hits!
They're zombies, what do you expect?
Yeah. So I'm going to use Smite, do 13 damage, and then an additional 14 damage with Smite.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. This zombie is going to swing at Talmor and hit, thank goodness.
For one damage.
Do some damage. Yes!
3.
Did you put the extra 14 on that zombie?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Murder it.
He's probably dead.
High possibility.
That was like 27 damage altogether.
Yeah, that would have killed him.
Okay.
It did. It dropped. Jensen.
I think I'm just going to let this priest have it.
Solid plan.
Fuck him up, fam.
First attack. Eek. 13. Again.
Perfect.
I only got that one surprise attack in. Come on. 19. That'll hit, though.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
Stabby, stabby.
For 9 damage. And then, was this door open, John? At the top?
Ah, yes. The door is open. Are you sure you want to look inside?
Yeah, I want to get some situational awareness going.
There's probably like 10 more priests in there. I mean, we are in a church.
Fuck it. It's full of priests.
I want to know if I need to start taking like patient defense or something.
Having a ritualistic orgy in there.
At the far end, on top of like a slightly raised section, you see two priests kind of flanking on either side. And up at a podium, Jensen doesn't quite know who this individual is, but they look pretty important. And now they have entered the fray.
Okay, very cool. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
He's just standing up there by himself, preaching to these priests. What a dick.
I'm going to use my bonus action to strike this priest that I just stabbed. 21.
Nice.
Yeah.
6 damage.
Not bad.
Respectable.
All right.
And that's the end of my turn.
Talmor.
Okay. I'm just going to damage control some of this stuff. I'm going to smack the guy to the direct right of me with the hit.
Damn.
8 damage. And then for my second attack, also smack that dude with a hit. And yep. A max damage, 19.
There you go.
Oh, hell. And he's still standing.
The fuck?
You did not Jensen him.
Yeah, I guess not.
You want me to tell you to roll a natural one?
Yeah, next time, would you please?
Actually, you're the only one who hasn't killed him in one turn.
And that's that would be my turn.
All right. The zombie's not happy that you just, like, wailed on him. So he's also going to wail back at you and hit you with his fists.
Give me some Sudafed.
2 damage.
Sudafed. And now the fun begins. You got three other priests on the board, technically.
Excuse me. Can you fucking not?
This one priest off to the side, good ways away, is gonna just, you can't quite make out what he's saying.
Probably not important.
But you kind of see the priest you're attacking glow a little bit.
He glows.
And he seems a little better. Like his wounds have closed up for that you know, the stabby stabby.
Wait, that's illegal.
Archpriest.
And then
you can't heal.
Hohenheim's. Oh God, what is he? What is he?
He's gonna do a fireball and just take us all out.
Fuck.
I mean, take out this. Do a fireball on me. Take out the zombies so we can start the real fight.
Loudly, I say to Goshen, I hope he fireballs us so he doesn't hit the large crowd of people that we have coming to fight him.
He's gonna sacred flame Jensen. You're just gonna see this.
Throwing a deck save at a monk?
Yeah, that's.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
For Jensen. Yeah, he saved it.
I really will turn to Goshen, though, and say, I thought that whole catching on fire when you walk in a church thing was just a rumor.
Vicious lies.
Goshen.
I'm a smack him. I'm a smack him, John.
Smack him real good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's bad. All right.
Yes, nice, lovely, lovely.
I'm going to cough a little and brush that one off. I'm going to try again. That's better.
There it
that's
is.
26 to hit.
Oh.
I'm also going to use a key point to make this a stunning strike because fuck this guy. Yay, it failed.
Oh.
He's stunned.
Damn. Yes. Just slit his
and
throat.
Also 10 damage.
Are they stunned till the end of their turn or till the end of your turn?
End of their next turn, I believe. And this is a bonus action unarmed strike. Wow. That was
going to miss.
Awful.
A one and a two.
Perfect. All these high rolls got out of the way. Oh. Time for the real fight.
Even though he's stunned?
Yeah, he got advantage for it and still missed.
That was with advantage I missed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He ducked. He doubled over and I just swung over his head. Like, whoops. That's it. That's what I did. Now I'm down to 4 key points.
All right. Zombie 10. He's bashing on Talmor. Slowly whittling him down.
Death by 1,000 cuts.
So this dark priest can't do anything. Because he's stunned. I can't do anything. That guy can't do anything. Ordok.
I'm going to murder some already hurt zombie.
Good plan.
Finish him off.
15.
Oh.
Hey, nice. Killed him.
And killed that one. I'm going to take a step forward.
Just going to double team these zombies.
Damn right.
And then attack the next zombie in front of me.
We got crowd control.
I hit 9 damage to him.
9 damage. Okay. As you hit this one, you're close enough now. You kind of just hear... Help.
Nah, too late for that.
I mean, we've already killed like 7 of them, so.
They're fine.
I only killed one just to get that blood off my hands. So I only killed one.
Well, that's real awkward.
Ooh, I didn't hear anything.
Yes. Orok, now that you see them and they're kind of just hitting. It's more of like grabbing for help. Now it's starting to like click in your head a little bit.
They're grabbing for help so violently they've halved Talmor's health.
Well, they can't really see anything. You got blood coming out of their eyes, their mouths,
just clawing
ears.
I mean, I guess I could do non-lethal damage.
Do it now, bitches. I mean, Jensen.
I'm going to kill them. But
all right, Jensen. I need you to come on a trip with me to the land of rules.
I'm ready for a journey.
This priest is stunned.
Yes.
Which means he's incapacitated.
Yes.
When you make a grapple on somebody, they automatically fail their strength check if they're incapacitated.
Yes.
I have a movement speed of 50 feet. Grapple also replaces one of your attack actions. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to grab this priest. And I'm going to drag him around a corner over here. So if you could bring the priest over here out of the line of sight of the other priests.
Good plan.
I would like to stab him safely.
Yes,
I like
okay,
it.
Gotcha.
Oh, rules. They're so good.
18 to hit.
Yep.
Nice.
9 damage, and then an arm strike.
Nice.
Oh.
Hell yeah. Bro. Fuck him up.
Nice.
6 more damage.
Okay, good. Priest is still up.
So hit him for 15 damage total.
Kill him now.
All right, anything else?
No, that is it for me.
Talmor.
Before Talmor attacks again, I'm just going to call out, there's a cure in the church. Head towards the church and see if any of the zombies do anything else.
Right now, no, because it's not their turn. Talmor! Oh, okay.
How many attacks of opportunity would I'm sure it'd be all three just to move past them.
Yep.
Just through them.
Yep. You can take it.
Yeah, I can take it. I'm like,
oh, hell, you're actually doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll just kind of like smack your ass as you go by.
Okay. Only one missed you.
Well, he only has two cheeks, so.
Sick.
Slap the ass.
Basically, just use double movement, and then as a bonus action, I'm going to use Stone's Endurance, which means I get to roll a d12 and take that much health back. So, 5 health back.
You realize I have to, like, touch you to heal you, right?
Yep. So I just did double movement, and now I'm up in the fray.
All right. So this priest is going to... You're going to see a bright green light head your direction.
I like green lights.
And it's going to hit 8 poison damage to Talmor.
Ooh. That's new. Who the fuck does poison damage?
Dark priest.
I guess.
Failure. You did not succeed.
Okay.
You're poisoned until the end of your next turn.
What's poison give me?
It's disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks.
Roll me a constitution saving throw, please.
8.
Oh, you're so sleepy.
Oh, shit.
I just passed out, didn't I, John?
You did. Which, guess what happens when you pass out?
What?
You fall prone.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's fine. They're using range attacks.
That's a fair point, actually.
For now.
I'm going to pass out.
Oh, God.
Swoon. Hey, Ordok, get in here.
Working on it. Trying to convince these zombies to join our side.
Luckily, they're bleeding from their eyes, so they can't see what we did to their friends.
Yeah, because we murdered them.
Yeah.
They basically just have advantage, right?
Yeah.
Advantage on melee, disadvantage on ranged.
Honenheim is going to do Guardian of Faith.
I'm sorry.
What is that?
You're going to see a large spectral guardian.
Yeah.
Appears and hovers. The guardian is indistinct except for a gleaming sword and shield emblazoned with the symbol of their deity.
Oh, he just summoned Thaum.
Yeah, what's that symbol?
It's a gauntlet holding a scale. If it's Thaum.
Except, Goshen, that's not quite what you see.
Huh.
Because you're the only one that can actually see things right now.
Goshen don't know things about gods.
I'm presumably familiar with the symbol of Thaum, right? I've been around Ordok for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like a gauntlet, like upright, and with a scale on either end. With
but
like
I'm not
weight.
Seeing that. I'm seeing something else. Interesting.
I hope it's Bo's god.
You think that would be nice to you?
It'd just be interesting.
Just be interesting. Yeah, just be complicated.
Can the guardian move, or is it stuck?
He hovers in this space.
Okay. I'm just going to go around him.
You're not gonna do anything right now.
You're a sleepy boy.
Well, I need to wake up first, but
he can only really see Goshen. He's also going to do a ray of sickness. Oh,
damn.
That is a crit.
Ow.
Magic, blasts of power, triple the damage.
That's gonna be 60 damage on Goshen.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up on everything Do or Dice, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or join us in our Discord. You can find all of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios on doordicepodcast.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We appreciate all of them. See you next week. Same dice time, same dice channel.
When Brad